One question was from a brother asking about the tawaf, making the circumambulation around the Kaaba when the Imam is giving the khutbah on Friday in Mecca. He noticed that some people still do the tawaf, so what's the ruling on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Well, the issue of performing tawaf while the Imam is delivering Friday sermon, Khutbatul Jum'ah, is an issue which the ulama, the scholars, the earlier scholars differ concerning its ruling. We find that Al-Imam Malik, may Allah have mercy on him, said that it is prohibited to perform a tawaf while the Imam is delivering Friday's sermon. Simply it is because of khutbatul Jum'ah. While the Imam is giving the khutbah, it is prohibited for any person to offer any salah, except of course the greeting of the masjid or tahiyatul masjid. So by analogy with the prohibition of salah during the Friday sermon, that a person should not be doing anything else during the khutbah. Not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned one who would not only speak or do anything that would void his khutbah, that if another person notices that somebody is speaking or talking, so he alerts him by saying that be quiet or be attentive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that word even is a vain talk and it would void or affect his Friday prayer. Accordingly, by analogy with the prohibition of even of salah during khutbatul Jum'ah, that there should not be any tawaf during the Friday sermon. While al-Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy on him, said that there is no analogy here, simply because while a person is performing tawaf, he could still hear the khutbah. The purpose of ordering one not to offer any salah during the khutbah is to be attentive and to listen carefully. While a person can still do that while he's performing tawaf. The best of the two scholarly opinions, of course, is that whenever there is an act of worship, such as Salatul Jum'ah, which is a great ibadah, and also delivering Khutbatul Jum'ah, that everybody should listen attentively to the khutbah and to what the Imam says and to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tend to support the first opinion of Al-Imam Malik, may Allah have mercy on him, and adopt that, so that if a person is performing tawaf and the khutbah started, if he was very close to finish, for instance, that it was his last round, in this case, perhaps he can finish it and sit and listen to the khutbah. But if he just begun, it would be better that he would sit than resume after Friday prayer is over. Wallahu alam.